Hey guys, thanks for listening to Kinda Dating, the comedy dating podcast where I, your host Natasha Chandel, and some cool guests break down the dating world and try to figure out why the fuck do we all have commitment issues? Today's topic is, fuck Valentine's Day. Tips on how to manage doomsday. Let's do this. Hey guys, I'm Natasha Chandel and you're listening to Kinda Dating. All right, friends, I want to hear from you some more, so email me your thoughts, questions, stories to kindadating@gmail.com. I promise you no one else has access to that email but me, so you'll only be hitting me up directly. But I love it when you share feedback, episodes you want covered, or any questions. I get a lot of those and I'll always reply back. And if you give us permission, we will discuss them on the show. So please email us. That's kindadating@gmail.com. And if I don't say it enough, thanks to everyone who leaves us a review on the podcast app. I read them all and always humbled by it. So today, shout out to Hoppity17, who said the podcast is 1,000% relatable. This podcast is a wise girlfriend you want to dissect every date with. Love the candor, humor, and perspective of a young professional with immigrant parents, making this so relatable. Love you so much, Hoppity17, whoever the fuck you are. Love you. Thank you so much for listening. And I think it's cool to give perspective. I like that she added the immigrant parent part. Speaking of young professionals with immigrant parents, I want to introduce to you our old friend, one of my old friends from college. She is director, filmmaker, social advocate, and YouTuber, Thurka. Girl, I don't know how to say her last name. Gunaratnam.
You know what? That's pretty good.
God Gunaratnam. Damn, yes.
Yeah, it's good.
Durga Gunaratnam. Yeah. You might know her from her recent viral video, How I Learned to Love My Dark Skin, which was featured on CBC Radio's Here and Now. Girl, you're like the third RTA-er I've had on the show. RTA is like the alumni program that I was from at Ryerson University. So, hey, Rye, hi. Hi. Thanks for joining us all the way from cold Toronto.
Oh my God. So much snow. Thanks, Valentine's Day. So much more warm. I know. Lovely.
Isn't a snowstorm going on there right now?
I don't know. It just keeps snowing and we just keep shoveling. And it's like that guy you're trying to get away from, but he just keeps coming back.
He always comes back.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, because we always ask every guest this on the show, single or in a relationship?
So single.
Yeah. So single.
Hey. Like actively dating single.
Yeah. I mean, at least you're active with it. Yeah. Aish, Max, what's your deal? Okay, guys, Mackenzie's going to be our new, she's our new producer since Mason left. So now it's an all-girl squad. Yeah. You will not get any other perspective. There will be no more male perspectives on the show. No, I'm kidding. We have awesome That's male hilarious. Guests who will come in. And I'm like a guy, so you basically get that. But wait, Aish, Max, are you guys single, relationship? What's up?
So single.
So
that's gonna be the new quote.
I'm so not single.
So not.
Nice. I have a serious boyfriend and we have a girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah. I'm not single anymore either, guys. So that happened. Okay, but before we start and get into fuck Valentine's Day shit, I wanted to talk about the origins of Valentine's Day. So this was interesting as I was researching this topic. It said, according to NPR, if you guys didn't know this, from February 13th to the 15th, the Romans celebrated the feast of Lupercalia. The men sacrificed a goat and a dog, then whipped women with the hides of the animals they had just slain. The Roman romantics were drunk. They were naked. Young women would actually line up for the men to hit them. This is according to a historian at the University of Colorado at Boulder. And they believe this would make them fertile. The brutal fete included a matchmaking lottery in which young men drew the names of women from a jar. The couple would then be coupled for the duration of the festival, or longer if the match was right. The ancient Romans may also be responsible for the name of our modern day of love. Emperor Claudius II executed two men, both named Valentine, on February 14th of different years in the 3rd century A.D., Their martyrdom was honored by the Catholic Church with a celebration of St. Valentine's Day. Guys, it's a pretty shitty day on all accounts.
Well, damn.
What are we all thinking about that?
That's so weird. I just want to know how it turned into what it is now from that.
Right?
That's a pretty big
capitalism.
Everything to do with misogyny somehow turned into some profitable business tool, right? Like from getting engaged to engagement rings and diamonds to... apparently Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
It's so true.
Yeah.
But okay, so it seems like it's grounded in shittiness. But have you guys ever had a good Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Days are when I am single.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm with someone during Valentine's Day, it's always too much pressure. It's just never ends up right.
Yeah. Thurk, what about you?
I think I've had good Valentine's Day. I mean, if nothing really sticks out as horrible, it means there are some good moments.
Yeah. I've had a lot of Valentine's Day, single and in relationships. And I think I feel like my best ones were when I was young. When I was young, we had a rule where I was with like a guy for 4 years and we made each other gifts. So it would like not be bought.
Mm-hmm.
And we would only make things, even the card. And then only do like experiential gifts. So it'd be like going and doing something.
That's fine.
And then the cheesiest one I did was with the guy I was living with, the ex, and we both loved Lady and the Tramp. Guys, this is so cheesy, okay? Like,
so cute.
I loved Lady and the Tramp and that scene with the spaghetti and the meatball shit, which,
that's
fucking gross in real life, but so cute when it's dogs and cartoons doing it. But we went to watch Lady and the Tramp screening at El Capitan and then had a spaghetti dinner. That was the lamest thing
cute.
I've ever done.
It's so cute.
It's adorable.
Guys, it didn't work out. The relationship died. It crashed and burned.
The memory lived. And that's what counts.
And now he makes me hate Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, no.
Crap.
I'm just also trying to, even though we say fuck Valentine's Day, sometimes, you know, you can still find ways to enjoy it. But Thurk, do you think it's a good day or is it just a consumer holiday?
Oh, it's absolutely a consumer holiday. I think I was reading something similar to you before. You're like, come and talk about anti-Valentine's Day. I'm like, wait, I should sound somewhat smart. I think in the States last year, they spent $18.2 billion. And that's crazy. Like, I'm curious to know.
$18.2 billion?
Yeah. Like, how much do we spend on Mother's Day? I want to see stats on, like, which day do we give a shit about?
Right.
And then which days do we not? Because we're so scared a partner is going to, you know, be upset at us. Because really, do people celebrate it because they want to or they have to?
Right.
I also want to know where that $18 billion is going.
Because it says $4 billion is on jewelry alone and $2 billion is on flowers.
Wow. Oh, wow.
On flowers.
$2 billion of flowers.
I'm going to become a florist.
Right?
I feel like I'll make up my entire year's worth on this one day.
Basically. Good God.
That's... I bet they probably profit more on that one day than they do, you know, on
other
days.
I feel like, though, I definitely think that this is a holiday that is just based in, like, playing on the emotions of its audience. And Thurk, do you remember when we were in RTA, like we would do those like sales and advertising classes? Did you do that when you were there?
I remember taking marketing in high school.
Yeah. We had a course in when I was in RTA on like sales and advertising, and it just made me so aware of like media literacy and just like the business behind advertising and how it just plays on people's
psychology.
Psychology, exactly. Which is like crazy then when you think of like the emphasis people put on this day.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk to you guys about, like, what are your thoughts on, okay, so V-Day, we're saying fuck V-Day, anti-V-Day, all that shit, right? But, like, my personal beef is, like, when people say, like, when I was researching this topic, it kept saying shit like, how to survive V-Day.
Right.
Like, the word survive, like, people's fucking existence is on the line. Like, you're in the face of, like, danger.
Right.
And you have to survive the woods. You know what I mean? Like, but isn't that part of the problem, that we all just, like, even in editorial media, mm-hmm. kind of make it this thing that you have to survive.
Right.
Being alone. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like being single, right? Like, for a lot of people to feel content about mm-hmm. their single status, I think almost feels like swimming against the waves. It's mm-hmm. like you're really going outside the norm because you're day in and day out, no matter what media you're watching, if you're scrolling through the gram, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Netflix, wherever you're looking, you know, they're telling you to get married or be in a relationship, and without it, there aren't really, when are we celebrating single people? Like, that's right. Not a thing.
Yeah.
So people deep down just feel inadequate, even if they have so many good things going for them, because it's like there's a puzzle missing in their life. But really, mm-hmm. it's a perspective, right? It's like a mindset. But then you end up going into the survivor mode, how to survive it. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, I personally think that what people have to, the only thing that they have to survive, quote unquote, is like their feelings with themselves.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah. I think that's what happens, is like the day arrives and people are forced to deal with their own emotions about themselves around it, and their own feelings of self-worth around it. And, like, facing that mirror is really difficult. But it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's like, love yourself. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Mm-hmm. I fucking love being single on Valentine's Day. Yeah. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, I've been single about 2.5 years now, and I've only had, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 single Valentine's Day, I feel like, and the last 2 years have been really great. Like, I have no complaints. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, when some people say the grass is greener on the other side, at least I've seen both sides. I know some people that have never had a Valentine's Day, so for them, mm-hmm. it might be harder because they're feeling like, oh man, I'm really missing out on something. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, let's do a Galentine's Day. let's just hang out like on February 19th and mm-hmm. like have fun.
Yeah.
And now, not even make it about the 14th, right?
I mean, now they have Singles Awareness Day, and they're advocating for people to celebrate being single on Valentine's Day. They're like, don't even do it the day before or after. Like, do it on the day of.
Yeah.
Fine. As long as we don't have to spend into that $18 billion nonsense.
I was just about to say that, girl. I was like going to say that, watch them turn that into an entire consumer business of, okay, well, you know, do shit for yourself today. Buy yourself chocolates. Here's the sale. Okay, but real talk. Like, why do people put so much emphasis on this day? Where do you think?
It's kind of ingrained, like, in movies, you know, with your colleagues, with your family, your friends, your partners. And, like, people try to one-up each other. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's also, people really share what they get for birthdays and Christmas. You know, if you look on Insta stories, I think I remember Christmas morning, I was going through my friends' feeds and I was like, this is really nice. And we all have quite a bit of moderate wealth, or, you know, we're not broke yet. Mm-hmm. But we do have friends that are watching this that come from socioeconomically challenged groups, and like, they may have children that they can't even afford to buy presents for. So I don't even like the concept of bragging, you know, too often on social media, because you really don't know how it's impacting the person that's viewing it. Mm-hmm. We don't really think about the consumer because we're so prone to sharing things without realizing the impact it has on other people. And that doesn't mean we can't be happy. It just means try to be a bit conscious about what you're happy about and what's validating you.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Max and I were talking about this a little before the show, and I was just telling her, I was like, I kind of feel like it starts in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, totally.
It starts from, like, fucking kindergarten or grade 1 when you're Oh, that was so Canadian, guys. I just said grade one, first grade. That's the American way, Thurka. The whole concept of like secret admirers and Valentine's grams.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And like the pressure around like kids getting like, did you get a heart today? And then counting your hearts at the end of it. And
wow, then, I forgot about that.
Right? And like, and then being like kids from that, like when we were that young, our self-worth was determined by, did we get those hearts in our cubbies?
And
like, those were the original grams, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little gram.
And
it was, if it wasn't Disney, you weren't good enough. It came from, like, the dollar store.
Exactly.
That's also true.
Exactly. But you know how, like, and then as you get older, once you're in, you know, seventh or eighth grade, it becomes those, like, you're buying it for somebody else in school, and you're showing somebody else that you really like them. And then when you didn't get one, you were like, oh, my God, nobody likes me. It's like in psychology, it's called negative correlation. So you negatively correlate one experience with another, or the meaning of one thing with another. So it's like there's no fucking correlation with somebody getting a fucking candy cane in their thing to your self-worth.
Yeah.
Like, but it starts so young.
It does.
And then, like you said, it then escalates into, like, you watch it in movies. Friends tell you the pressure of family and everybody being like, love is the answer. Why aren't you getting married?
just walking into Walmart and, like, before Christmas is over, Valentine's Day is up. And you're like, it's January fucking 3rd. Like, what do you want me to do with my life?
Yeah. Like, I haven't even put my Christmas tree down yet.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, and it's also, like, the meanings, right, that we put behind these days, like, this is the only day you can validate your love,
right?
Yeah.
Like, what about the other fucking 364 days in the year, bitch? You better not treat me like garbage then, and then make it up on this one day,
right?
But that's what a lot of people do, right? Like, they try to save their relationships on Valentine's Day, and I don't know, it's such a fucking shit all holiday.
It's too much pressure for one day. It's too much.
Well, it's funny because I have a boyfriend now. Everybody knows him, famous 28-year-old. The infamous. He loves being talked about too. He's such a little bitch. But he knows, like, I was like, fuck Valentine's Day, like, 2 weeks before it.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, really? And I was like, are you the one who's going to get... I'm just giving you the holy grail. I'm saying I don't give a fuck. Like, we don't need to do anything. And then last week he hits me up and he's doing his master's. So he had class. He has class on Valentine's Day. And I forgot what day it even was. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me, he's like, so next Wednesday, you free at like 10:30? And that's when he's finished. And I looked up my calendar and I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, Valentine's Day? And he was like, oh, is it? I mean, just if you want to go out.
That's so funny.
I was like, man, I should just not be such a fucking buzzkill. But I don't know. Yeah, maybe we'll go do something. Ideally, I'll just get it in. It's really the only good reason for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
okay, but when did you, Thurka, because you're so passionate and you're very much about, like you said, social education, and you use social media and in a way to empower people, and like you did with How I Learned to Love My Dark Skin. So, like, when did you, you're very aware and conscious person, so, like, when did you come to a realization about Valentine's Day? Like, did you like it at one point, then not like it, or... you always were like, nah.
Yeah, I think, like, I had a really bad breakup sometime in, like, university, and then, or sorry, college, as we Americans say, we Americans. And I think that resulted in, like, being super emo. And then one of my really good friends showed up on my door on Valentine's Day, and, like, she bought me a heart frame with a picture of us in it, and she just came by, like, on her way to the gym to give me this present just to cheer me up. And then I think along the way of several failed and successful relationships and dating experiences, I realized, and I think more so in the last year or so, that you really can find happiness if you put your like emotional investments in the right place. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to things like Valentine's Day, even, or any other day, or dating someone like a month in and you start feeling like antsy and shit and you're like, why am I feeling this way? It's like, well, because you just met somebody that you don't even know and you're expecting like, I don't know, rainbows and butterflies and baby chihuahuas or something.
Right? I
would love a baby dog, anything. Exactly. So I think for me, it's a matter of realizing just like anything else in life. I can be happy if I look for it in other avenues of my life, be it, you know, other friends, be it other hobbies or interests I have or projects I like to work on. And it's just become easy. I think, honestly, it's just being about conscious. I read The Power of Now, which like made me all so smart and shit.
Great fucking Eckhart Tolle. I quote that man like every other second.
Yeah, like it's just, you just know you're falling into something society told you to believe in. It's mm-hmm. socially constructed and it's not really real. And if you can handle that, then it doesn't really faze you. I think I put up something on Instagram and I was holding my camera and the caption reads something like, meet the love of my life. This is the one thing I've invested in and it keeps investing back in me. Sometimes we both don't have enough charge, so we plug in and we're charged up. What are you doing this Valentine's Day? Like, are you like happy to be celebrating it or not? And some people were like, I'm not celebrating and I'm so sad. I've had the hardest year of my life. And I was like, whoa, didn't expect Pandora's box to open up, okay. And then other people are like, well, me and my boyfriend are like doing this. And so it's really nice just to see like people responding to it in a like, not doing it. And someone was like, I'm actually taking my family out for dinner with my sister and mom and dad. I'm like, that's really sweet. So there are people that I think are trying to celebrate it in different ways.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, like what you said with Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. For me, it was like when I was 7 years, I was sick with Lyme disease. And I remember at its worst when I felt like I was probably going to die. There was like a point like 2.5 years in that I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't eat. I was just like my entire body felt like I was in pain. And, you know, we were checking if it was cancer at that point because like we couldn't figure out what it was. And I remember like feeling so dissociated from my body and all these things that we put meaning on and realizing, oh, fuck, like none of this shit matters. And you really start, you know, start realizing what is of value and what is of value isn't the gifts and spending shitty time with some rando on a day that means nothing. It's about quality, you know, like are you living a life at every moment that's meaningful? And love is like, I don't know, man, you love yourself first, you know, and then you love everybody else and strip yourself of even your people, because the truth is like this is one of the hard truths in life, but you are born alone and you die alone. You know what I mean? Like at the core, your journey is still alone. People come, they go, eventually all our parents leave us, our siblings leave us, our partners leave us at different parts in our life, our friends, whenever that is for us in our lives, and the only constant is you. So it's just kind of like when I realized that at that age, that I was like, oh fuck, like all this external validation when really at the core of it, here I am fucking stuck with myself and having to learn to come to peace with being alone and being in this body and being whole in that way without needing all these like you're not all those things, a label of a girlfriend, a label of whatever, you know, even a daughter, a sister, you're just a soul. That got really deep, guys. I'm sorry.
No, please.
But I'm just saying, like, for me, I realized that so early on, and it was kind of the blessing of being sick. But after that, I've just been very, like, you know, it's cool to enjoy these days, though, when you have somebody. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
But you don't have to, like, put your whole, like, life on the line for it, you know, exactly. like the survival thing yeah. that we were talking about. You mm. are happy and healthy and you have a million other positive things in your life mm-hmm. To focus on. What about you guys? Max, Aish, did you guys?
I don't know. Like for me, a lot of my friends, when they were single during Valentine's Day, they would always be so sad and like, I'm alone, blah, blah, blah. And then I was just like, I would make like cakes for them and like
Aww,
cheese
Aww.
Sticks and like, because for me, I'm like that. I'm like, it's yeah. fine, whatever. I'm happy. Everything's good with me. So I don't have a boo this year. It's fine. So yeah, I just sort of use that opportunity to
yeah.
spread the love mm-hmm. to, you know, my friends.
Yeah, that's
feel
awesome.
Feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Max, I know is like, you're romantic. You believe in love.
I do. Yeah. I think I have to be. I know I'm a musician.
Oh, so yeah.
In
yeah.
a probably unhealthy way, I like to mine my emotions and stir them up on purpose.
Yeah.
But actually, Valentine's Day is one of those things that, like, I'm not, I think it's so grossly commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really difficult to get into it. And again, you and I talked a little bit before the show, but I feel really disappointed in it because, like, we have holidays that, like, commemorate people's deaths and mm-hmm. commemorate wars. And then we have one that's about love. And then instead, it's just commercialized and a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'd really love to see, like, a reshaping of Valentine's Day. And I feel like our generation, like, we're having a Fuck Valentine's Day podcast.
Yeah.
Like, clearly we're over it. So I think there's potential for us to change where it's headed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm on board with you that mm-hmm. I've always been somebody who's, like, even if I have a partner, like, yeah. let's get together. Mm-hmm. Let's have, like, a friend celebration. Let's do more Galentine's type yeah. stuff. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think our generation's probably going to change the Valentine's narrative.
Yes, millennials so. Changing the world.
Let's
Fuck
go.
Everybody who says we're shit.
It's their fault.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break. But after, when we come back, we're going to talk about tips on handling the emotions around Valentine's Day. And, hey, you could still find some fun things to do on Doomsday after this. Hey, guys, it's Natasha. I'm here with Aisha, Max, and our guest, Thurka. Girl, just say your last name.
Gunaratnam.
Okay. An old friend of mine from college, but she's also a super talented director, filmmaker, social advocate, and YouTuber who had a recent viral video called How I Learned to Love My Dark Skin, which you guys should really check out on her YouTube. Just plug it now, but you're going to say it again at the end. But what's your YouTube?
It's youtube.com/Thurka, which is T-H-U-R-K-A. And for those that aren't South Asian or are white, it's like Thursday without the day with a K-A. That's how I introduce my name
nice.
To people when they get confused.
yeah, definitely go check it out, guys. It's a great video. And she's also just extremely talented. And her Instagram is just like full of all kinds of positivity. So you want to check that out. Let's talk about some fun things people can do on Valentine's Day. What are some activities that you could do if you're single?
Honestly, I would challenge someone to go have dinner alone.
Mm. Oh, I used to do that.
Wow.
I did that when I was like super emo and like, what will I do without a partner?
Right.
And I'm like, I'll go have fucking dinner alone. That's what I'll do.
Yes.
And then like, I went and did it and my friends were like, are you depressed? Is everything okay with you? Do you need like me to hang out with you sometime? I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Can't a human being go have dinner alone? And they're like, it just sounds really, I'm like, sounds really what? They're like, lonely.
Right.
I'm like, stop this. No, maybe on Valentine's Day it might be ultra depressing because you'll just see people like
but again, you're the people shouldn't be scared of facing
right.
themselves.
It's true.
And I feel
yeah.
like I take me days all the time. I once celebrated a birthday where I woke up at 6:30. I don't even get up for fucking work at 6:30 in the morning. And I got up at 6:30, drove 3 hours north to San Luis Obispo to climb a fucking mountain.
Wow.
And like a volcano, like a whatever, was some volcano. Spent the entire day in SLO by myself.
That's
and just
so
like
fun.
Had lunch with myself, like did like everything, and then drove back. And people were like, are you okay? Oh, I actually also went to a day spa by myself, treated myself to a good lunch, and then eventually came home at night and people were like, are you all right? And I was like, I feel fucking amazing. That's happy so birthday funny. To me.
Right.
yeah, it's so fun. It's liberating. And people got to, like, not be pussies.
That's true.
What else, though? There are other things people can do. Aish, you did something good. You, like, hung out with, or you made things for your friends and hung out with your family, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. It's actually really fun doing that, too.
Doing, like, a spa day with your friends at home, doing face masks, doing your nails, watching, like, not chick flicks, but maybe, like, Harry Potter instead.
Yes.
Like, don't watch the things that are going to trigger you.
Right.
Like, watch the things you already love, you know?
Yep.
And maybe bake, or, like, I love cooking, so I love getting with my friends and just cooking and, like, having some wine, and that's fun.
I think that's super fun. Business Insider gave a really funny tip. It was, like, take a friend and go for the couple's deals.
Oh, that's
funny.
Oh, my
God.
That's awesome.
That's a good idea.
It's
a really good idea.
And, yeah, I think what you said is perfect, to, of, like, find an activity that you want to do that's not, like, romantic, but it's fun. Like, make V-Day fun.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be this, like, dramatic emo thing.
Yeah.
It can be fun. I also say fucking get online. Get on Tinder that day.
Oh, my God.
There will be a lot that day. It's probably a good day.
How sad Tinder will be on Valentine's Day.
But it won't be. It's going to be so many fucking single people wanting to get it in.
It's
going to
be so thirsty and sad.
It's very thirsty. That's true.
Like,
and hey,
tomorrow,
if that's what you need to fill, fucking fill it in. Fill in that void.
Hello, single and looking for a Valentine's Day dinner partner. This is my new bio, guys.
Exactly.
Looking for seeking single man to take me to dinner, possibly spa, 24 roses.
So funny. Yep.
Imagine someone responds, hey, what's your number? I'm down. What?
Hey, listen, they have an entire thing on fucking missed connections. Are we kidding? Sure. Everything goes nowadays.
True.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, you could do the opposite and unplug altogether.
True. Yeah.
You could just detach from social that day and, like we said, hang out with friends, veg out, or do like a Netflix and chill with yourself.
Yeah.
Guys, there's all kinds of sex toys out there. Please, please, please yourself. Shopping.
Yes.
Retail therapy, even though we're trying to not build, like, throw people into the capitalist society right now. But sometimes it's nice.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean,
absolutely.
At the end of the day, we even got to buy groceries that we're making dinner with our friends.
Yeah.
For, so.
Okay, and even if you're spending it alone, you could just make yours. Like, I do this thing where I love cooking for myself. And some of my friends think it's super weird because they'll be like, if I'm eating alone, I'm having like crackers and cheese. Meanwhile, I'm like, if I'm cooking alone, I'm having like steak, mashed potatoes, and like the side of steamed veggies, and like maybe a creme brulee if I'm feeling excited. I'm kidding. I've never made creme brulee.
Yeah.
I was
like, goddamn, girl,
right?
Are you like, no. That sounds good?
No, I'm not a baker, but I am a good, like, you know, main course gal.
Good.
Speaking of why I'm single, I'm just...
Hey, that is no good reason. That's like the number one thing a man looks for. I feel like I break hearts when I tell them I'm like, I don't cook, and I see their face just fall. I'm like,
No, but I think it's so nice to just cook for yourself and have a nice meal and read a book or go to bed early, take a nice bath, just unwind and do you. It like doesn't even have to be with friends, right? To feel like you have a partner in crime, because if you're, I don't know, in a remote area or logistics aren't possible or schedules aren't aligning, doing these things alone can be fulfilling as well.
Yeah. Do you guys have any suggestions?
I mean, I'm fond of my picnic basket.
Yeah.
There's a park near our house, and like even just on your own, I've always liked to do things like that. Like you said, hiking. I love that kind of thing. Like being in nature, pack a lunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, like
go to the
just
beach
be
and read a book.
Go to the beach if you have a beach near you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's a really great suggestion. I have one final one, guys. If a fun thing to do on Valentine's Day, this is a legit deal going on. Go to Hooters. They have something called the Shred 'em and Forget 'em deal. I'm not being paid by Hooters for this. I really should be because I have a pretty big cup. But Seriously, I looked this up, and in Hooters restaurants, you'll be able to shred a photo of your ex in exchange for wings, which I think is hilarious.
So
if you
funny.
Buy 10 boneless wings and trash your ex, then you get 10 more boneless wings for
Damn.
Free. I fucking love
Easy.
Wings. I'm like gonna fake like I have somebody that I want to
just like print a picture of somebody
exactly voodoo doll yes. at Hooters. That's funny, but it's real, guys. So go
That's
to Hooters.
Really funny.
Get extra wings.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
But besides the fun things to do, how can you handle the emotions that come with being single on that day? What kind of suggestions do we got for people there?
You know what a really cool thing I heard from a friend just recently, because I've just kind of been, I think, in a creative slump mm-hmm. maybe, or just headspace. And she said to go to the end of your journal. So I was going to initially suggest journaling. Mm-hmm. But apparently if you go to the last page of your journal and you start writing down how you would have lived this year, like as like it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, hey, Thurka, you published a book. You have started a school in Africa. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
All the things that you really wish would come true at the end of the year. You pretend it's happened and you write yourself a journal entry. Like, these are the things that are happening for you right now. And that could include you actually met a partner and he's really nice and he's willing to be with you. Especially because of your flaws. Wait, he wants to be with me because of my flaws, and I like him for his flaws, and we're going to work through this together and learn from each other and blah, blah, blah. So like, it could be, you know, professional, personal, mm-hmm. social, whatever. But once you write this down in the last page of your journal, now you feel like, huh, this is possible. It's not the end of the world. And it's kind of like self-affirmations, but I think more so on a long-term goal setting, but more so just getting it out of your system in a free flow journal writing style.
Nice. That's a good
which I thought was super nice. Cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really positive way, I think, of getting out your feels mm-hmm. in a private
yeah.
manner.
Yeah.
And then looking at it, you know, and being like, oh yeah, this is what I want. Maybe I can work towards this if mm-hmm. I also implement these strategies in my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also think attitude is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like energy flows where attention goes, as they say. And it's sort of like, if you're always focusing on, it's a great thing I've been learning this last year, the scarcity versus abundance mentality, where people view, most people say, like, they view scarcity. So like, I don't want somebody else to succeed because there isn't enough to go around, versus I don't give a fuck what ever let everybody fucking win, because really the top 20% think of it that way. They know that there's enough for everybody. So, you know, that attitude of like, love for somebody else doesn't mean it's taking love away from you, or if somebody else
for
is
sure.
happy doesn't mean you're it affects
Absolutely.
That you're less happy.
Yeah.
And just sort of embracing like the good parts of being single, you know, like relationships are a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
Like I have to check my fucking schedule now all the time with a fucking dude. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Do I need to work around? What, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, but when you're single, you're free. You can,
totally.
You know, do your own thing. And I think even more than that, the core of anything that people do is like your own, like what are you correlating your self-worth to?
Right.
And
Absolutely.
I think everybody's just got to stop mm-hmm. correlating their self-worth to some arbitrary fucking day.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. there's like four of us here on the mic and we're all pretty girls telling you, you matter. And and we love you, and you don't need.
If you're single on Valentine's Day, it actually means you're a fucking winner because you didn't succumb
first of all
to some weird Tinder hookup, too, or to some long term relationship. You would have called quits a year later anyway.
Right.
Yep.
I'm just being pessimistic, but no, for real, being single is actually a skill, especially if you've been in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's true.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Because it comes harder.
And the truth is, it's like, it's not a comparison. It's not a fight. It's not a, again, like, this year I might be in a relationship. Next year I might not. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at the core of it, it's just you and your experience of it. And it's just like, you know, everybody's just got to learn to be alone and enjoy their own company.
Yeah.
You know? Actually, I also want you to know that you're not alone. This is a true fact. If we want to consider this, guys, 45% of Americans over 18 are single. That's about 110 million people, according to the U.S. Census.
That's crazy.
It's a lot.
So you really are not alone
in this.
You're
not alone at all.
Anytime you're feeling it.
Yeah.
What that means is almost half the population, or, you know, 18 plus, is refusing to celebrate themselves on social media to the point where we can feel like winners. Yeah. The only people that are proud to celebrate their status are those in relationships. And that's why we keep feeling shitty about it.
And it's so funny because I'm like, now that I'm in a relationship, I'm sort of become the opposite. Like, I, you know, my guy and I had a talk. I was like, I don't do social media anymore, like, in a relationship. I'm not going to be, like, adding extra, like, lovey posts and shit like that. Because I realized that, like, the people who know that this matters already know this matters. Mm-hmm. And that's you and I and our families and our friends. And I don't really feel like I need to publicize it. That said, fucking people who do PDA, I'm like, good for you. Yeah. Like, I'm glad that, you know, there isn't enough love in the world. So, like, we don't have to hate on people who are in love either. No. And, like, you know, there is, we keep talking about the administration.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. And just, like, all the hate mongering and whatever. So we can't, like, be brought down by all of it and then just and say, like, oh, well, they divide people, but here we are hating on other people who are feeling happy because we don't feel happy. Mm-hmm. It's, again, just
like
not
on Valentine's Day.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's just not a comparison, you know, like, people who are posting on social media, God bless them, you know, good. Yeah. Like, it's hard to find people you like. And if you like somebody in that moment, enjoy.
Can I just like sort of disagree for like half a second?
Absolutely.
I would love your input on this, guys. So, like, I have been noticing, right, when, like, super beautiful, smart women who are, like, any type of blogger or some kind of social influencer post up photos of themselves, they will get less engagement than they do when all of a sudden their husband shows up in a post. And now, for me, I haven't been posting, like, with a dude in forever, so it's not something I personally notice because I'm just me alone all the time in a forest or on a mountain, you know, or something. Sometimes a friend shows up or a cute dog or, like, it's just me again because I'm so narcissistic. But then I never have a dude in my photo. So now I'm, like, sort of analyzing the engagement level on other accounts. And so I'm starting to believe, yeah, it's really cool that you guys want to show us that you're in happy relationships and you're celebrating it. But subconsciously, people are having a very hard time being happy for people that are alone. And if anything, they're more likely to celebrate those that are heterosexual and a couple, right? Because I'm sure queer couples aren't getting the same type of love.
That's interesting. I mean, I haven't personally, it's, I actually, and I can only speak for myself because I haven't been watching that engagement for other people as much, but anytime I post a picture with a guy, it gets like zero engagement. None. Like, people are just
not just a guy, but
any guy. Any guy. Like, it's like even the posts I have of male guests on the show, it doesn't get the same engagement if it's a female guest. And I just notice, like, if I put a picture solely of myself, people, like, love it. And I'm just like, okay, well, thank you for loving me, but I'm allowed to have other friends and guests, and please, you know, engage with that as well. But, yeah, it is interesting. I think some influencers, again, you know, I think we all have to take that with a grain of salt, too, because let's keep it real. The social influencing is also a business. And the influence part is the business part. And so I think some people have created a brand around a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so people want to see that. Or that was their start. And their start wasn't alone. And
no, like, the ones that I'm referring to, they are super alone. In fact, like, really? It's more them. Yeah, it's them alone. And they're gorgeous creatures.
Then maybe it's just like their fans are just happy that they're happy.
Yeah.
Are they? Or are we going back to anti-Valentine's Day here and proving that people are just really sad when people are alone? And it's like, you know what? I could be wrong, though. It could just be that people like seeing human beings in groups than they do alone. Then again, on your personal account, that doesn't work. But I did have a blogger and a YouTuber who is married. And she said, when I post things alone, it doesn't get as much engagement as it does when I post with my husband. Mm. And she's like, and I consciously avoid posting it with him because if people don't like me as much, that's okay. But I'm not going to monetize off my partner. Yeah. Or like, I don't want to feel extra validated because of him.
Be like, if I had one that wanted to do that, it'd be like, hey, come on.
But, yeah, settle him.
New reality show, Natasha, and 28-year-old.
Exactly. Well, you know, I agree. I mean, there's obviously...
I'm just curious to know there's how people see couples versus single people online and how that correlates to how we even feel about things like Valentine's Day or, you know, being single and showing up to Thanksgiving and Christmas and people are like, so what's going on with you there, bud?
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, I think we get it a lot, like especially in the Indian community, you know, where I just went to India and everybody's question to me was...
why aren't you pregnant?
Yeah. Well, fuck the pregnant part. I don't even want to tell you how sad it's gotten in my life that my dad now, Indian dad, who's now like, you know, you don't have to have a dude. You could just... he basically just told me to get knocked up. He's like, you just like have the baby and tell him to fuck off.
That's
and I was like, what?
Funny.
I was like, did you just tell me to get knocked up? And my dad like half laughed. I'm like, do you even understand what that term is?
Yeah.
He's like, I just want a grandchild.
That's
just
literally
it.
That's how sad
do.
It's got. And then my grandma, who I haven't seen in 8 years, just sat me down and she's like super like straight man in life. She just looked at me like dead on. She's like, so you don't want to get married, do you? And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, Grandma. You can't hear shit. So I'm just like, ha, ha, ha. But like that was every conversation I had there was people being like, are you – you haven't met anybody? Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. And yeah, so like again, it's like your worth.
Yeah.
But I've come up with an awesome response, guys. If somebody does ask you
– please share.
Yeah, yeah. This is so great. It makes everybody fucking regret their life because they all say like, oh, you're not married yet, and I go, it's not about marrying any guy, it's about finding the right person. And then it totally makes them regret their life because I know that they've settled.
Wow.
And then they're like, oh no, you're right, huh? It's all about the right person, you're right. And I'm like, yeah, I'd rather die alone than be in the wrong relationship. And they're like, yeah.
I say that far more passive aggressively, so I'm going to take a page out of yours and start using it.
I say it in such a like authentic. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, you're right. It is about the right person. I was like, that's fucking common sense, guys. It is about the right person.
Yeah. Chill.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. People again attribute self-worth to relationships, and that's why we're saying fuck Valentine's Day and learn and embrace being single.
Yeah.
Durga, thank you so much for being on the show with us. We're not totally done though. We have something called Six Questions. It's our dating version of the Bernard Pivot questionnaire made famous on Inside the Actors Studio, but this is our original dating version. So you good? Ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do it.
Durga, here are your six questions. What is the first thing you notice about a potential partner?
Like in person?
However you perceive that.
Probably a smile.
Nice. What is your one deal breaker?
Recently I realized it's smoking. So smokers, bye.
I hear you. What turns you on?
Subtle eye contact or like extended eye contact throws me off.
Yeah. Because they're looking deep in your soul. tell us one of your strengths and one of your weaknesses in relationships.
Oh, there's so many strengths to list. There's no weaknesses.
Yes, but you are great, queen.
I think my strength would be that I'm a fairly good communicator and I can talk things out.
Nice.
Weakness would be, I think I give too much.
Mm. Classic.
Yeah.
What is love?
Still trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe this might sound, it's like to be selfless and happy at the same time, but mutually receiving that from a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're not really, I think love is like not having expectations and just being happy in someone's presence.
Yeah. Besides, yeah. I love you. What three words would you want your partner to tell you?
I appreciate you.
Yes. Well, Durga, we appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
And now we're getting married. No, I'm kidding. thank you so much for being on the show with us today. How can people find you on socials and your YouTube?
I'm Thurka everywhere. So it's at Thurka, T-H-U-R-K-A on Instagram. It's youtube.com/Thurka. It's facebook.com/Thurka.ca, which is ironically also my website, Thurka.ca.
Nice.
So Thurka on Twitter as well. It's Thurka everywhere, all day, every day.
Yeah.
All about your girl.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Of course. Thank you so much for being on the show. Guys, any final words for Fuck V-Day?
Do you, boo.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? It's a Wednesday, you know? It's fine.
Nobody cares. It's an irrelevant day of the week. No. That's an awesome point. Max, anything?
I mean, I think you said it all earlier. Just treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Follow us also on social media. Kinda Dating is on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Kinda Dating. If you didn't know, Kinda Dating is presented by Meltdown Comics. Come visit us at 7522 Sunset Boulevard here in LA. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. If you could take a few seconds and review us on iTunes and download the rest of our shows, we'd appreciate it. And I'll give you a shout out on the show. Thank you so much. And send us your dating stories and thoughts to kindadating@gmail.com. Finally, I know it seems tough out there, but just try. Till next time.